We're talking about the transition between the amateur game and the professional game. And obviously, you were coming to the peak stages, I suppose, really, of your career then, weren't you? Your late 20s, yeah. Obviously it affected you very, very much. What was it like to be at the club during those years?
A lot of uncertainty, really. When I first... I think Gloss were quite slow to enhance it, really, and to take it on board. It, you know, I think every first thought, it's just money. But I remember we had a big meeting, and if you know the money sort of went in scales, and you got so much and whatever, and the players didn't know what are you going to walk in the job tomorrow into your job and give your hand, you notice, and they're going to take you on or whatever. And I think Gloss probably did it in the right way, because. You know, look at like Richmond. They came, chucked a load of money at it. Mm. You know, when Richard West went, you know, Gloss to Richmond, and a couple of years and he's gone, isn't it? And,
yeah.
You know, you look at Arona, not so much then, but I think it affected him over the years. You know, West Hartlepool, and the other clubs are gone, really. Gloucester took it gradually, and then obviously they did it the way they wanted to do. I think they got some outside help and. How to run it, and I think before Fashion Gloucester were quite profitable and what they made money, but obviously once that turned to professional, it was more money needed really to come in. So playing wise, first of all, probably didn't affect us too much, but when it did finally go professional, I think my point of view, if you're some of the players who played now, it went, I think. Because you were being paid, they had to have their pennies worth of flesh and whatever, so it was treated like a job. So you'd been at 8 and you were going to a 4, and you come to a Saturday, you're knackered.
Yeah.
Because if you were stood, you know, you do your weight session over the road there. If you were stood around or chilling, we'd do a track session then, so you'd wait your track. And it was basically all professional, and let's train harder and longer.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it wasn't probably until Philip came, really, and you had more downtime, and they got a physio, and Philip brought a physio there, he's an ex-Formula 1 guy, and masseuse and everything, and he got to slow down a bit. You damage your body so much, and then they're saying, Friday afternoon off, Saturday, you expect to go out. And your boys were just tired, just actually, mentally as well as, because it was quite nice. I kept going to work a little bit, I started my own business up, so... It was quite nice to get away from rugby and concentrate on the day of work and whatever, rather than rugby 24/7, really. So I went down that route because I was, as you say, I was nearly 30 then. I just couldn't see a way for myself to be a professional in 2-3 years' time. And you know, two young girls and everything, and I just couldn't see. Nobody knew it was going to last more than 5 years because the money might run out. So. I took the upper option and sort of thought about the future a little bit, really. So
you had to, I guess. And Gloucester brought in the big names, didn't they?
In the
centre, of course, but first, actually, I suppose. Because there were Richard Thompson, Terry Van Leer,
and of course Philippe on the wing.
Yeah,
I suppose those first key signings.
Yeah, so I think Thompson and Terry come. Yeah. I think Terry was going to go home after about a fortnight. I think he liked it too much, but he obviously
dug in. What happened?
He was a fantastic player. Tomsey as well, really. Yeah, when Tomsey first come, be fair, you probably speak to him now. He didn't. I don't know if he thought he'd come over in English rugby and have a bit of a come over, take a bit of money, play it rugby. I thought it might be a shock to him, but he didn't really. Perform in the first couple of months, really, and I got the phone call to go to, you're playing in France on Saturday, we leave Friday and whatever, and training, blah blah, yeah, okay. And I said, well, yeah, what's the crack? I said, well, he hasn't played well, so you're back in. Like, and I played well, and United's still going in, so playing United, done all right, played well, and I said, are you back in? And I stayed in for a bit, but fair enough, Tomsey, he was a class player, to be fair, and. He knuckled down, put his head down, started training a bit harder, and he came through. He was fantastic, fantastic player. And he did well for Gloucester City, you know, same material. Their compensation was, you know, it's you know, brought the young kids on as well, you know, Catlin, fullback, things like that, brought them through. So, yeah, well, I've got no qualms really. It's, you know, it's when you, if you push tape by someone you think you, well, you know you're better at, but you're not in the right place at the right time. But yeah, I've got no qualms. I enjoyed my 9 years at Gloucester, whatever. So, yeah, no worries there.
Good.
Mm.